Okay, gentlemen, good evening, good evening. I hope you had an exceptionally fantastic day today. I hope you did.
Exceptionally fantastic.
I hope so. You had a good day, basically. I hope you had a good day. I've always said we're up to Simon Vav. We're up to Ziv Beis. Yesterday we discussed in great detail the various explanations of the brach of Asher Yotzeh Es Ha'Adam B'Chochma. Kept on thinking about the Ramos Pshat today. Really, really interesting. Today we're going to be looking at other halachas. Without further delay, Yesh Nagin Lahamtin, the bottom line of page 22 in the dear traditions of the Mishneh Berurah. Yesh Nagin Lahamtin Levorech and the Tilas Yedaim Advoim Lebeis HaKnesses. Yesh Nagin, some have the custom. Oh, where are the Zoomers? The Zoomers. Bayachem Le... is that Stephen? Yep.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Yeshnag, bottom line of page 22. Yeshnag in Lehamtin. Some of the custom to wait. Levorech, to make the bracha. Al Netilas Yadayim of Netilas Yadayim. Ad Boyam Lebeis HaKnesses until they go to Shul. O Mesadrin, Oysoim Shara Brochois. And they then recite all the brachas together. Uvnei Sfard, and our Sfard, the Sfardi minig is, Loi Noag Ukein, the minig of Sfard, of Spain, is not like that. Okay, good question. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the minig is, that a lot of people will only say the Brocha Val Netilas Yodayim, when they go to shul, and that's when they're going to say all the brachas together with Al Netilas Yadayim, then you carry on, Pekas HaTorah, Elokein Neshama, etc., and then Anos Nesechvi, etc., etc., etc. He said, so some people have the meaning. Some, which are not mentioned over here, but preceding to this, is what we learned in Siman Dalet, is that some of the minhag of making Al Netilas Yadayim straight to when they wake up. Both have got pros and cons. What's the disadvantage of doing it the way the Shulchan Aruch says over here? What's the disadvantage? It's ages. You did a mitzvah when you woke up, and you make nebacha half an hour later. It's not great. What's the minus of doing it straight away? We discussed that also. What's the minus? What's the disadvantage of doing the bracha straight away?
You're not doing
keseda. All right. You may not need to make it keseda. Exactly. First of all, it may be connected, as we learned to Rosh, it may be connected to davening. It may be connected to davening, and you're not up to davening yet. And furthermore, a more serious issue, you may not be quite ready to daven. You may still need to be excused, and it may not be the right time yet to make the bracha. So it may not be a great time. So they both have got a quite serious and real and essential disadvantage. The Shulchan Aruch says, you know what? The minhag is to make it when you get to shul together with all the brachas. The reality is that the Mishneh Berurah he speaks about it in two places here and in Siman Dalet. He seems to like that mahalach as well the most. He does suggest though that you got to make if it's quite it is quite a long hefsek. If there's quite a long distance from when you did it until you make the bracha, so that's not great. So he recommends that you make the Netilas Yadayim, you wash your hands again before davening.
What about Asher Yotzeh?
Yeah, so Asher Yotzeh.
So when you say that then?
Yeah, you could say that then as well. Yeah, you could say that together with all the brachas. Now I want to just see what the Ramah says. We're going to get more clarity. Hold on a sec, because I want to just look at the Ramah over here. Val Kolponim says the Ramah. The Ramah says that's okay. Yeah, okay, if you want, not just the Sfardim will do that. The Ramah says, but us in Krakow, we do the same thing. That's okay. You can do the brachas, and together with all the brachas, you make Anantilas. And that's okay, says Val Kolponim Levorach Shtei Pa'amim. But what you've got to know is that you don't make, says the Ramah on the top line, you don't make the bracha twice. You cannot say Anantilas Adayim straight when you wake up. And then the bracha Netilas Yadayim later by davening. That you can't do. Okay, one bracha, can't say the bracha twice. Umishem mevorchem beveisoy, if you are making the bracha in your house, lo yevorech beveis haknesses. Obviously, don't make the bracha later when you are in shul. Vechein, similarly, umishem mevorchem beveis haknesses, if you decide to make Netilas Yadayim in shul, to get all the brachas, lo yevorech beveisoy, don't make the bracha at home earlier. You can't. As we say in good English, you can't dance in both chasnas. Right? You can't do both. So you can't have the kid. Yeah, okay. That's the Yiddish way of saying it. Yeah, mi shalom et koydim shekones the base akneses.
Oy mis. Subject now. I think the best to do all the brachot in the house.
Why?
Because leave the blessing in the house. Don't take the blessing out from the house. Do all the blessing in the house.
You should make the brachas in the house.
Blessing. It's all blessing.
Yeah, very good. I totally hear that. I totally hear. You share all the brachas in the morning when you wake up. You go through all the brachas. Yeah, that's fine.
That's going to be blessed all day.
Yeah, very good. You hear that, Rabbi? I said that you start the day with all the brachot, and it carries on throughout all the day. And then it's going to be a Yom Nifla. Yeah, I'm with you. So, but the Bialocha says, it's one of the two options. The Mishnah Berurah with the Bialocha seems to prefer, it's not completely clear, he seems to prefer to make you should recite the Anatil HaSadayim, as you mentioned, Siman Dalet, you should make the Anatil HaSadayim, you wash against before davening, and you say the Bracha later in Shul. Okay, we're going to talk about Hefsek. We're going to talk about we're going to speak about Ashiyot Zastel. Mi shalom et koydim shekones lebeis haknesses o mispal koydim. Now, what if you're productive a little bit before? What if you're a bit productive before you go to shul? You actually learn before shul. How's that? What about if you daven a little bit? Or what about if you say tehillim before you go to shul? Which the Pialok with Mishnah is going to tell us. It's a fantastic idea to say some tehillim before davening. He said that's the best timing for saying some tehillim. If you want to say just two kapitel tehillim in the morning a little bit, so the best time to do it is before davening. So what if you want to do any of that very very beautiful starting of the day, davening, tehillim, learning a little bit before? So what about? So he says, mishaloyim et kodim shekones lebeis haknesses. If you want to learn a bit before you go to shul, or mispal kodim, or you do a bit of davening before you get to shul, yevochem beveis, so then you should recite all the brachas in your house. You can't learn for hours and then only make the brachas later on when you get to shul. That doesn't make sense. He said that there are some who have that minhag still to do it like that, but that's not great. But he said, the man says it doesn't make so much sense. It would appear to make more sense if you do decide to learn or daven or do something before you go to shul. It would appear that you recite all the brachas at home, as you are suggesting. Before you leave the home, you make all the brachas, you learn a bit, and yeah. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says a few points. Mishnah Berurah says a few points. Yeah, Sivkot and Tess. That's over here. Top of the page. Lenoi Agukei. Now, Skomas V'Achroinim, the consensus of the authorities is as follows. Lenoik, to do Ke'anshe Sfat, to do like the Anshe Sfat. What did Anshe Sfat say? When should you make the brachas? Until that's your time? Anshe Sfat? Yeah, that's right. Look at loyal half sigle had not to make such a long separation. Pem Birkes and Tilas Dam and Tilit. The he said it's not to have such a long half sick. Elo miyad, Shinot Yodov Tzechlevoich on Tilas Dam. Ach, in Beishin, Noitel Yodov und Tzechlevoich. Obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah. And that's really crucial. If you still need to be excused, And you're washing your hands at that stage. Shafilu b'divetoyros, you can't learn. Tell you can't make a bracha. But filo chelahamid atzmal paso. Einu levoich until asudaim atchias etzochav. You cannot wash negel vasa and say until asudaim straight away if you seem to be excused. And vevoich until asudaim atchiyotza, you should only make the brachas later on. And then he brings the Chayodim, which we discussed. He said that Pet lechatchila netilas yodem at sheminake atzma v'yotzele ispal v'yotzele kula alma. Okay, that's what he brings the Chayodim. So his Lamaiz says the Mishnah Berurah ends off saying there's pretty much like the Shulchan Aruch. You can't. There's really strong argument to make al netilas yodem by davening. There's also a strong argument that you make al netilas yodem when you wake up. And both make sense as long as you do both, and as long as you decide to make Alitidas Yam straight away upon waking up, you've got to remember that you can't say it if the person needs to be excused. And if a person does recite the Alitidas Yam with the Bachas later on, he's got to know that the Hefsek can't be a long Hefsek. He can't be a long wait from waking up until you recite the Bachas, so it's best to wash your hands again before davening. Does that make sense? Yeah, what's considered long? Yes, they say that something on those lines is acceptable. Okay, Abba says, so again, if a person wishes to make the brachas, to make the Tiras Adayim with all the brachas, that's fine. It's totally fine, but it should just keep in mind the hefsek aspect of it. Okay, now, Okay, now, the Shulchan Aruch continues in Siv Gimel. Yeah, Elokei Neshama. So we're now moving on to the bracha of Elokei Neshama. Okay, what about Elokei Neshama, Rabbi Yisai? Birkas Elokei Neshama, Eino Peseches Bevoruch, Bipnei Shir Birkas Hoido. For Birkas Hoido is Ein Peseches Bevoruch. Kmo Yishim Otsin Bevirkas Akshomim. The Shulchan Aruch really starts the discussion of Elokei Neshama by answering a question which he really hides from us a little bit. He doesn't really ask the question, he just answers it. There's a question about the Baruch of Elokei Neshama. Something seems to be a little bit extraordinary. Something seems to be a little bit strange. About the Baruch of Elokei Neshama, what is it? It doesn't start with the Baruch. We start Elokei Neshama without having a starting sense of a Baruch. As opposed to... It isn't really. We'll get to that. It isn't really. Really, it should be. If you think about Asher Yatzah, it starts with the Baruch. With most other Baruchs, in fact, if it's a long bracha, what's called the bracha arucha, then it starts with the bracha and it finishes with the bracha. Here, it's a long bracha, but it doesn't start with the bracha, it only finishes with the bracha. It should really have a starting bracha and then a few lines and then an ending bracha. It doesn't have that. It only finishes off with the bracha. It doesn't start with the bracha. Why so? So Shulchan Aruch says, Birkas Elokei Neshama Einu Peseches Bevoruch, Bipnei Shebirkas Hoido. It says because it's an exception, it's a Birkas Hoido. We're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu. Birkas Hoido is Ein Peseches Bevoruch. The rule is that Birkas Hoido, brachas which are only here to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, those we don't start with the Baruch. Kmo Shemotzin Birkas Akshomim, like we find Birkas Akshomim. Says the Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, it is a bit. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Yud Beis. Birkas Hoido. Ve'eino Bracha. In Sifkot Yud Beis. Eino Bracha Hasmucha Lechaver Tov. Lachin Rishai Loima Bavoyke Bekuma Delikai Neshama Vezaknes Yaschil Likai Neshama. So, he says that it's a Birkas Hoido, and it doesn't require a bracha at the beginning. Here comes a very interesting line of the Mishneh Berurah, which we're very familiar with it, but really, if you think about it, I find it a bit hard to understand. Says the Mishneh Berurah, second line, Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Yesh Lasois Al Atzad HaYoisetoy. The bracha was established without the bracha at the beginning. But best yet, if you can, have a good idea, says the Mishneh Berurah. You can do the best possible way. What's that? Lahas Michal Lekai Neshom Levirkas Asher Yotza. If you're connected to Asher Yotza. So what does that mean, to connect to Asher Yotza? What do you mean? Yeah, what do you gain by doing that? So it's Mukhle Chaverto. Like this, you have a bracha at the beginning and bracha at the end. Because you have Ashiyotza, it finishes bracha to Hashem, and then it's a bracha. And then you go straight into Elokei Neshama, so it's as if you have got a bracha at the beginning and at the end. Are you okay with that?
How does that help then? There's no connection to Ashiyotza.
Yeah. Yeah, how does it
help?
Yes. Elokei Neshama, I think that it's a... Yeah, okay, good, interesting. I'll tell you what I'm struggling with. I'm struggling conceptually with this. Okay, I'll tell you, because what are we saying? So the Mishnah says, in the name of the Achon, he says, you know what, this Elokei Neshama is strange, yeah? Because it doesn't have a bracha at the beginning. to the book at the beginning. So I have a good idea, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why don't you just do Ashiyotza first, and then after Ashiyotza, finish with the bracha and connect it to the Likai Neshama. So, one second. What? Yeah, you can hear where I'm going? Where am I going? Exactly. Well, you're trying to be former than Chazal. You're trying to be, is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to be former. You're trying to be more machmir than Chazal said. It's not a bracha that requires a bracha at the beginning. It's not one of those. It's a birkas hodah, and it doesn't require a starting bracha. And you're telling me, no, but I want to have a good idea. Why don't we just connect it to Ashiyot so we can gain it as well? Well, it reminds me, you know, it's a bit like Dan Lopper would have called it Shvachemais. So yeah, or he would call it Chumra inflation, no? So it's like, it's I don't know where, it's very, very interesting. I don't know. And the reality is, we're all very makbid on this. Every Siddur will have this instruction. Don't stop and go for the Kanish Shama straight away. Chas v'sholem, don't go the way Chazal. What?
No, sometimes a bit after.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. At times they do that as well, yeah. But generally, you'll often see Siddur will have these instructions, and he'll say, you know, make sure not to. Yeah, they do, yeah? What does he say over here? Noch el ismoich, don't interrupt, go for it.
But in the article, it's after Birkas Torah. It's a completely different position.
That's right. That's what he's saying. That's a different. Yeah, yeah. Correct. Yeah.
How does it help anyway? Because
Ashiyot
has a
Sima. Yeah. No. But at the end of the day, you're going to have a Lekan Neshama sandwiched between the bracha first and the bracha after. So that's what he says. Yeah, look, he brings over here. I'm bevira go. So I'm cholila. I don't want to sound this. It's achronim. The gdoil achronim will suggest this. Yeah, I'm just struggling with the concept. I'm bevira go. Shedai to gamken lebirkas alekayne shomah smuch lebirkas ashiyotzam alke nochel izor bezalechatchila. It's a great idea to do that lechatchila. If you can do that. Okay, so that's the background of that. I don't even know if it's right to call it the chumra. I mean, it's something which is Mishnah Berurah says the name of the vulner gone. So we've got to be. I don't know. Cholila sound. It's real. It's a real instruction. I'm just struggling conceptually with it. Full stop. New paragraph. There's another question over here, which is the following. The Bechadosh of here brings a very mechudosh tigasvara, also famous, very relevant to most of us, to many of us on Shavuos night. What is it? The following. It's also unbelievable chiddush. So what happens if a person forgot to say lekai neshama, and he davened all the way till Shemoneh Esrei? Ooh, I think I didn't say lekai neshama. Do you know it could happen if somebody? It could happen if somebody runs late to davening, and he said, "Okay, I'll do the brachas later. I'll do the brachas later. Yeah, I'll do the brachas later. No problem." And then you run into Boch Shama, and you go to Yishtavach, and then you say Shema, and then Shemoneh Esrei.
Or if you switch from
the Ask God to the first Barfay,
skip that.
Oh, he's
mistake,
yeah. He's lost. What is he lost? Why? You're right. That's where we're good. That's the Bichadosh. Why? That's exactly where I want to go. Says the Bichadosh as follows. Im loy beich beik ze lekane shomad ach shpal shmanese, ein im vay khoyt lachat Philip. You have lost your lekai neshama. Why? Shekeven shekva oma mechaya ha-meisim. In Shemana Esri we say the Bach of mechaya ha-meisim. What does mechaya ha-meisim mean? What's mechaya ha-meisim? Brings that back. So who doime that resembles machzine shomus. That resembles machzine shomus. Okay, so he says as follows. What the Pichadosh says is, because you have said mechaye hameisim, you have made boch hatosh mechaye hameisim, so now you cannot say lekayne sham anymore. Why? Because he means the same thing. First of all, I didn't know he means the same thing. Because what's a lekayne sham referring to? What's a lekayne sham referring to?
Soul.
Who? Whose soul?
Hashem.
Whose soul?
Hashem
should give back whose soul? Your own soul, right? That's what Elikana Shom is talking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, I'm back, you know, I'm back here now, thank you, you know, my Shom is back. And what's Mechaim Eisen talking about?
Yeah.
Who is Mechaim Eisen talking about?
Oh.
Is it? Well, yeah, exactly, not necessarily. Yeah. So I didn't know it's talking about the same, I didn't understand, I didn't know it was the same topic at all. I didn't realize. When he said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei Meisim, are you also referring to your neshama returning from the night? I didn't know, but that's how that's clear how the Pirchodosh learns. Ve'oid, furthermore, I've got another massive problem with this. So therefore the Pirchodosh says, since you said Mechayei Meisim, now you have messed it up. Once again, you have messed it up. You cannot go back to Lekai Neshama. You've messed it up. You can't go back to Lekai Neshama. Because you've said Mechayei Meisim, you can't go back to Shama. Wrong type of bracha. Wrong type of bracha. Why? Okay. Good. I am with you. I'm with you. But I have another problem. If that's true, then we're going to stammer that we have a problem. How can it? Exactly. I agree. I agree with you so much. If you're telling me it's the same bracha. So one second. So once you've said Elikai Neshama, why can I say Mechayei Meisim? I agree with your question. Yeah, if we're saying the same bracha, the ones you've said in Mechayei Meisim, you can't go back to Elikai Neshama. So his question is a very good question. So why can I say Mechayei Meisim? I've said Elikai Neshama already. Is it the same or is it not the same? What it teaches to me is that normally when surely what it means is that it's two separate brachas with two different meanings, with two different concepts, with two different ideas, which is also the pashtus, right? One is talking about Mechayei Meisim, and one is talking about Elokei Neshama, which surely would seem to be two different concepts.
One is the Klal.
Yeah, but Chachomim would make a brach on a minority when they know very well that in a half an hour you're going to make the brach on the Klal. That's what I would call. Okay, so don't call it brach. Call it brach Shenetzicha then. Don't call it brach. Don't call it brach Shenetzicha. You know. But you've covered it already. You're going to be covering it later. Why make a bracha on this now? The Shari Tshuva does not agree with the Prichadosh. He says that one second. Yeah, you can't tell me that once you've done the Kenesh Shama, yeah. Once you've done the Chameis, you can come to the Kenesh Shama. You can't. The Masi Akulponim in Beis Shama Beikas Mechameisim, Hobei Daita Levachal Kenesh Shama. He said, if you've got Mechameisim, you know you're still going to say the Kenesh Shama. Achat Veler Shai Achkel Levach. He said, no, it's fine. If you have missed Elokei Neshama, and you've said Mechayei Meisim, knowing that you still owe the Elokei Neshama, you can still Elokei Neshama. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah that he's okay with it. But yeah,
man.
No, that's past. That's future. Different. Yeah, it's not mentioned, but I hear what you're saying. Okay, Rabbi Salamais, the Prichodosh is known, and beloved people are marked on the Prichodosh. It comes every now and then, it's being discussed. I think that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with it, and I think that it's fine to make the bracha of the Elokei Neshama even after Mechayei Meisim. Pardon? If you know they still owe a Elokei Neshama, then he said he's fine with it. Lemay said something, it's good to know. Rabbi said, some as we learned this evening, we spoke about that on the Tilas Adam, either or, that's the word, either or. It's fine to do it later, it's fine to do it earlier, either or. Then we learned about Elokei Neshama, it doesn't have an introductory bracha. If you want, the Mishnah Berurah says, great idea, according to Vilna Gaon, to do the, to connect it to Asher Yotzah, that's a good idea. Then we spoke about the Pirchodosh that says, once you've said Mechameisim, you cannot go back and say Elokei Neshama. These are the points of this evening, Rabbi Simon, this fascinating discussion, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow.